Yes, sir. And we are starting now. This is the Enigma Theft Hour. And you're now listening to Enigma September. How you guys doing? I have a special guest in the building. Got my girl Tokyo X. What's good?
What's up, man? What's up?
Now, for those that don't know, actually you don't, I'm going to make an announcement. Tokyo is the first lady to be on the show live. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on top of the time.
Now, if you know me, I adore female rappers, female MCs, producers, whatever. So I'm excited. Plus, we've already had an interview before. What, about a year ago?
Yeah.
So it's just not up for me, territory for us. Oh, new for you, old for us. We already been here. All right, y'all got to catch up. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be doing this a lot, maybe. Because I'm the only guy in here. Y'all don't judge me. That's my baby McKenzie. look, anyway, this is the Enigma Self Hour. The Enigma Self Hour is powered by Freedom Train Network, giving a platform for voices of black folks everywhere. Shout out to Pat and Joe. Salute. As I said, I got my little sis, my taller little sis, Tokyo in the building. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening to the YouTube joint, remember to like and subscribe this video and subscribe to the YouTube page on the podcast. You can find the YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. We go live every Friday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you check it out. If you happen to miss the live stream, you also can just check it out any other time because it's posted on the site. Also, I don't think a lot of people understand this. You can watch us on your phone, bro. Understand that. You can look up YouTube and watch the live joint on your phone. You got to be on a laptop somewhere. You got to go be settled down. So if you're out and about, you know, put in your earplugs, check your boy out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's that. And I just clicked on something that I didn't need to. Okay, so what we got? Yeah, so also, too. We got also the 18 other episodes of the Enigma Self Hour that you can check out at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Also, you can find the podcast on iTunes and Google Play. So just search the Enigma Self Hour and boom, bam, there we go, right there, live and direct. So check out the other 18 episodes, all the artists, check them out. And, this is episode 19. We're doing it. So, without further ado, if we go into this first track of my man Los, you know what I'm saying, represent FAMU NYC. And we're gonna go into his joint, New York Street, my man Los Lauren, Ferragamo, what up, Playboy? So I gotcha. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. You got all the time in the world. So you better make time. That's basically what I'm telling you. Make time. I'm trying to get to this song.
Yo, I'm from an era where they rob, steal, niggas get clapped. Where you either get shot and you surrender me that headshot, now your feet where your memory at. All my niggas balled off, fam, you after me at. Heavy man ain't my dog, cause he giving me dab. Told shorty, tighten up a clock, cut me some slack. So I cut it loose, ain't no getting me back. Facts, smoking calligraphy, delivery of niggery tracks. When I rap, yo, in the belly of the beast. You keep what you kill what you eat. The strong will survive, and they prey on the weak. On the deli in the New York streets. Yo, in the belly of the beast. You keep what you kill what you eat. The strong will survive and they prey on the weak. On the daily in the New York streets. Yo. Playboy, I got the right to be bold. I'm from a city where people had to fight to be old. So they empty the clip, bust, wipe and reload. Cause any day to the reaper, your life could be sold. In a city where the warm hearts quick turn cold. You could lose your life over sneakers and gold. In less than 60 seconds, some drama unfold. Gunshots like boom, boom, boom. Yo. In the belly of the beast. You keep what you kill what you eat. The strong will survive and they prey on the weak. On the daily in the New York streets. Yo, in the belly of the beast. You keep what you kill what you eat. The strong will survive and they prey on the weak. On the daily on the New York streets. Yeah.
Oh boy, we back. That was quick. No, because the song was a minute and 21 seconds. That's why the song was a minute and 21 seconds. My man Los, that was my man Los Lauren with New York Streets. That snippet. Actually, that was a snippet of a song. Now I feel bad for the play some of your songs. You'd add it on top of it. It would have been the same. Okay. So, those who normally listen to the podcast or the YouTube joint, you know that I typically get into the Billboard chart, right? But like I told y'all last week, Cole told us, he decided, I told y'all I'm gonna be doing this all night. Don't judge me. that following the Billboard is dumb. Is you dumb? Ring your mouth. Is you dumb? Is you dumb? So apparently Billboard said, well, hold my beer, and decided that we are dumb for following Billboard. It was a mix-up with number one spot. They had given it to Astroworld. They had given it to, what's the word, Texas?
Tekashi.
No, it's Tekashi.
Travis Scott.
They had given it to Travis Scott, but it turned out there was some discrepancies. Yeah, stream forms. There was some discrepancies with the numbers, and it turned out that Tekashi 6ix9ine Dummy Boy was actually the number one, and so they had to change that. I was looking like, the hell? Really, Billboard? I think y'all just got called out by the Jigga Man himself? Yeah. I may have a billion streams. I got $1 billion. Except on that team. So, regardless, also, too, if I remember earlier this year, Nicki Minaj was quite upset because Travis Scott had got number one spot over her Queen album. And she said it was unfair because they had turned out that he was selling tickets along with the album streams or with the album sales. And so that was kind of elevated his numbers to put her at number two for her debut. And she was pretty hot. Now she seems validated. At the time, I was calling her a hater, which I still think Nicki Minaj is a hater. And she's definitely going to be a hater once she gets wind of these Grammy nominations. But it kind of gave us some cadence that, yeah, Billboard tripping. So without further ado, I'm done. Billboard can suck it. I'm out of here. y'all can still check it out. I may still, you know, allude to the Billboard charts every now and then. But as far as giving a rundown, nah, we out of here. We done. Finished. Finito.
Oh, yeah.
Serenara. Not that other non-English crap. All right, so the question is, Enigma, what the hell are you going to do? I don't know. Let's talk about more relevant stuff, like what's going on in the local hip-hop scene right now, today. I ain't missing it because I'm sitting here with the lovely and talented Tokyo, which I'd rather be. My man Rontoro is having a get-together or release party for his new project called Tales of a Kingpin 2. Tales from King. Oh, you know what? I think I got the title wrong. He'll be all right. He just dropped another project.
I hope he's got it right.
He'll be all right. Y'all just look for Rotoro.
That's
not
the Rotoro.
Piers from King fan? Hold on, let me go look. I'm going to be.
But they ain't trying to Spotify and iTunes the wrong album.
Y'all just look for Rotoro. Y'all find it. Speaking of Spotify, I feel bad. Everybody posting their little Spotify plays and stuff. Hey, I ain't paid my TuneCore, okay? Don't judge me. I had a baby on the way, bro. I couldn't pay that money.
You got to get with the CD Baby. CD Baby, right?
CD Baby old school. Yeah, I get it.
Get you right.
CD Baby old school. And y'all be docking my live stream. That's why I'm going to be playing music. Get tired of playing y'all music. And CD Baby hitting me up. Oh, how about that publishing? Y'all ain't finna mess. Nah. I see you, CD Baby. Anyway, been rocking with CD Baby since 2007. okay, Tales from a King's Pen. 2. Tales from a King's Pen. Yo, my man, that's how dope my man is. Yeah, that's, the title is even like a whole pun or simile or whatever. So anyway, he dropped in the project, Tales from a King's Pen 2. He ain't put me on it. I put him on my project. He put me on his.
Don't be a hater.
I'm sorry. But he do got a few guest spots on there, and I know the project's going to fire you because that's my dog. He spit it. He killed the joint at the Body Rock Fest we had a couple weeks ago. Shouts out to my man Wes, a.k.a. Soul Lyricist. Speaking of Soul Lyricist, he has a project dropping today, the Soul Jams EP. You can check that out if you go to his website at soullyricist.com. That's with one L. So Soul, the same L that from Soul, lyricist.com. You can check out his project, Soul Jam EP. That also dropped today. And yeah, I'm too cheap, though. Y'all see Tierra. Tierra looking at me like,
really, nigga?
Like, you really doing echoes on your show? That's what we doing? That's really what we're doing right now. So.
Yeah, it's you. No.
So, anyway. Yo. So, my man, Tarif Knockout, he dropped a project. He dropped a song today from his upcoming project, Local Rapper Volume 1, called Clarity. And actually, I'll be playing that later on, so you guys should stay tuned. But what's crazy about that is, so he dropped the song, and again, Spotify is doing their thing. They're trying to get these streams up. Screw Spotify. I'm tired. I'll do it for the culture. That's how it is.
Nobody got love tonight.
Right, yeah. Spotify got it.
Oh,
I want my pictures. I want my streams from 2016 because I ain't having any streams.
You got to pick that up with TuneCore.
TuneCore, I hate them, man. Chill out. But anyway, so my man dropped the song Clarity, and it got picked up by a playlist.
Oh, that's dope.
On Spotify. A Christian hip hop playlist.
Is the song?
Well, it's clean.
Okay.
He do use the D word, which got Annie Menillo in a lot of trouble. But what's interesting about it is that Tarif Knockout is Muslim. He practices Islam. But yet, his song is on a Christian rap playlist. Yeah. So, that's what happens. But, also to make it interesting, and also to make this all about me, because, of course, I'm egotistical. It's the Nick myself out, idiot. make it all about me, the song that me and Tarif actually did was a Christian rap song. And that was the whole thing. Was,
I think you told me about that, but yeah. You guys are both able to kind of collab and
right.
Talk about your faith.
Right. So that's what's dope about that, is that, I guess, he's just in that sphere. And really, at the end of the day, there's really no difference. You know, Allah, God, Jehovah, we all essentially praying to the same monolithical God. So it's like, whatever. So then at the end of the day, it's a dope song. Y'all hear that later. So shout out to my man Tarif. Shout out to my man Rothoro. Also, too, shout out to my man, Soul Lyricist, all former, all alumni of the Nick Myself Hour. So, look, love them stop. So, anyway, we're going to get into this next track, my man, Rothoro's new track, Take It There, off his new project. Y'all go and check that out right now, Tales of a Kingpin 2. This is Take It There from Rothoro. You got time, baby?
Big Dipper, call me Big Dipper. Shine like a constellation, hard on these niggas. Thorn, get it poppin', pin like a hand trigger. Stepping on the competition, neck like a Sigma. High pleasure, never be a wax spitter. On time, every time with lyrics I deliver. Deliver that real, do that shit with no dilemma. Deliberately thrash, trash rappers all winter. All summer, year round. Real and brother status, these clowns get shut down. Them suckers ain't no hitters, keep swinging and striking out. Me, I'm silver slugging with beats, I knock them out. Savage by my cash, need them M's in my bank account. Stack it till my bank account equals the bank's amount. Just start my own bank, black business is what it's about. Not banking on no luck, handling business is what I'm about. Like slinging newspapers, I'm working this paper route. Need my pocket stuffy, that paper not running out. Really taking action, I merely run in my mouth. Time you can't recoup it, and I ain't wasting it now. Cause, my desire's a monster. I'm ready to take off like a rocket launcher. Yeah, see, success is a challenge, and I cannot rest until that challenge conquered. Yeah, it's a must I go in, it's a must I go in, I go in, I go bonkers. Yeah, control rage, still a raging bull. No bullshitting, that's how I choose to make my move. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair. Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair. Non-stop to the top, moving non-stop. Non-stop to the top, moving non-stop. No, the grind won't stop to the blind box. No, the grind won't stop to the blind box. No, the grind won't stop till my heart stops. Giving in before it, it ain't part of this plot. The plan is to make the most out of what I got. Then double up, plenty grub coming out the pot. Everything paid for, that's pulling out the lot. My drive's like the transporter on another notch. I wheel and deal my way through this minefield. I navigate my way to my next meal. It's dangers everywhere, keep your eyes peeled. No man or woman safe from these evil steel. You gotta live your life how you wanna live. Can't let your hope get overcome by all your fears. It's brave to be yourself, not to copy peers. Some tend to walk and talk like they got puppeteers. I'm walking my own path, ain't no puppet here. And here are my intentions if they're not clear yet. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair.
Playing fair.
Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair.
Playing.
Non-stop to the top, moving non-stop. Non-stop to the top, moving non-stop. No, the grind won't stop to the blind box.
Yo, game, slouches. Yo, we back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. I got my girl Tokyo in here, girl Sierra chilling. Yeah, y'all missing out. If you listen to the podcast, that was a dope track with my man Rothoro, but y'all missing out on the conversation. Yeah, maybe want to check out the live joint to talk about Rick James and Prince and all of that. So, anyway, shoot, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do all this. We're going to try them. Look, that's what I told you earlier. I had this whole podcast planned out. I actually planned out my podcast. I know it sounds weird. I sound like I'm just going off the cuff. I actually planned stuff out. Had my whole podcast planned out. And then I didn't know that the Grammys were going to drop their nominees today. And I really haven't had a chance to research. So we're going to try to get into this hip-hop news, and then we're going to try to get into the Grammys, and then we'll get into the interview. So y'all just hold tight. Be patient with your boy. All right? So what we got? I'm going to skip that. Okay. Oh, look at that. Somebody turned 49 today. I mean, a couple days ago. Man, Jigga J-Z turned 49, still rapping. I guess you can do this until you're 40. I guess Biggie was wrong. Biggie was way wrong. He was like, oh, and he rapping till I'm 30. Jigga was like, yo, hold my bill, bro. I'm doing this, I'm almost 50. Not only that, dropping like what people say is the verse of the year. Now, I think people need to chill out. I don't think it was the verse. I don't even think it was the verse of the song. I think Rick James' verse was way better.
Rick James.
Somebody else. Rick Ross. Rick James probably did have a better verse of Jigga at some point. Up front. Top out of Buffalo, New York. Benny the Butcher was up. Anyway, I think Rick Ross had the better verse anyway. Y'all can hate me if you want to. Now, not say Jigga joint wasn't good. It was dope.
They both had, some wisdom and some insight.
Right. It was. I mean, the whole track. I mean, granted, I could have been kind of standoffish because I'm a Biggie fan. Y'all using the Biggie joint. You know what I'm saying? Could have been whatever, but they killed it. But yeah, I think Ross. He's the one held it down. So it's hard for me to give Jay-Z verse of the year when I don't think that was the verse of the whole song.
Yeah, verse of the year, but it was definitely.
Yeah, it was dope. I don't want to take too much from it. I ain't playing with the shenanigans. So let me make sure Tokyo's in. I know I'm fat, but they ain't trying to take up the whole, take up the whole video. Might be tripping. Anyway, what else we got? Post Malone. We performed at the Super Bowl. Man, I'm trying to tell y'all the boy Flint. Y'all ain't listening to me. Post Malone, out of all the rappers, I know they tried to get that Jigga last year, and Jigga was like, nah, because y'all ain't doing right by Cap. But Post Malone, bro, Really? That man's a plant, yo.
I don't think I heard that conversation. That he was labeled a plant. I don't think I heard
that. No, I think he's a plant. I mean, my main thing, I explained it earlier podcast, I think his label, they did something where the song he got with 21 Savage, before it was officially released, they put it on YouTube, and they put it on like a team with Luke. So it was his play.
What?
And so what happened was, he saw it counted as streams. So when the song was released, it became number one on Billboard. So, yeah, man. And then I'm like, I don't know anybody, I get that. I don't know anybody that played Post Malone crap. But yeah, he got like 3-4 songs on top of the charts. Fuck out of here, bro. You're a plant. You're on Super Bowl, bro. Performing with Rolling Stone. Exactly. Streaming forms. Plant. I'm a hater. Y'all can hate me later. What else? In somewhat local news, my man T-Pain got burnt by his former management company. He's suing for $1 million. So, hey. Also, two, apparently Wu-Tang did a Tiny Desk concert. So, y'all can go check that out. The NPR joint.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, I need to check that out. Now, also, too, and speaking of Wu-Tang, dude, Milo the Cat, like, he does these, like, he'll take, like, old cartoons. And he'll put it over, like, old songs, like, classic hip-hop joint.
Hmm.
And, like, the songs look like they mouth in the lyrics.
Oh,
so,
wow.
He did a 10-day, yeah. No, it's dope. But he did, like, a 10-day track, a 10-day series for Triumph, the Wu-Tang joint.
Mm-hmm.
And for each verse, each day he did a verse with different characters of Super Slam.
A lot of little things I gotta go watch, and I like my cartoons.
Y'all see Tokyo? Put your own, bro. Y'all pay attention. Put your own, son. So yeah. So anyway, he did a 10-part series. You check out Milo the Cat, and check that out. It was pretty dope. Especially you know if you're a fan of Wu Tang. I know 36 Chambers 25th anniversary of that joint dropping. So there you go. So Wu Tang is still here. Wu Tang is for the children. R.I.P. Older the Bastard. I did not forget Older the Bastard name. Y'all chill out. Alright, what else we got? The dude that made the Mother Rock. I forgot his name. He a chick.
Yeah,
you know.
I can't even. I don't know.
Anyway, he's suing Fortnite for stealing the dance. So, yeah. I want to know who came up with this joint. I know all the kids be doing that.
I was about to say, probably some kids.
Right. Yo, yeah, that's what would happen. Fortnite's gonna get all the smoke.
Yo,
definitely get.
Didn't know that was a thing. That you could.
But well,
like, is it like considered intellectual property? Like, how does that work?
I think that's gonna be the argument. It's like, can you trademark dance? I don't think you trademark.
Yeah.
So it may be. It's gonna be an interesting case.
Yeah, I would love it. Like that, for sure.
And also, too, I guess people can look up and try to see, you know, what has there been other cases in regards to dance and it being. You're going to have ballerinas around here giving people smoke. Like, yo, hey, yo, that toe touch? That's my toe touch.
It's all me.
You know what I'm saying? That's 3 toe touch? Nah. You put 4 down, you straight. You put 3 toes down, that's me, son. Straight up. Yo, give me my money. run the pocket. The my toe touches. I think, you know what? I'm going to skip that topic. I'm going to give y'all my top 5 worst rappers ever. Shout out to my man Marcel P from Baton Rouge. So I'm going to that, but I don't do too much hating. I'm already called the white boy plant. So I'm going to post Malone, the freaking plant. He's still a plant. Speaking of plant, Cardi B and Offset broke up. Whoop-de-doo. Okay. Who didn't see that coming? Right. The man was slanging the D from Detroit to Compton. Yeah. So let me get my gossip bag.
Right. I just got to sit back.
But my man, he was going around apparently trying to set up a threesome with two little thotties and got caught. And Cardi B was like, I ain't having that. I'm done. As if she shouldn't have been done, like, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago? Damn. Yo, what's bug is I posted it on my Twitter. I want to check my Twitter at UniqueNessUp9. Apparently, I'm one of the gossip mags now. There was a video of one of the thotties. I'm so disrespectful. One of the women who he apparently slept with or tried to sleep with, she made a tearful plea to Cardi B and wanted to apologize for sleeping with her fiance.
What?
Right. Like, a video? Right. What? And in the video, she started off, she's like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not crazy. This is not crazy she looked. This is crazy. What? Nah. This ain't what we doing. No, what brought me out with the video, she started out, look, me and Offset, I haven't slept with Offset since the baby had been born. Nigga! What?
Help me! Help me! Nigga!
Help me understand. How is that better? I think most of them would be like, yo, don't sleep with me while I'm carrying your child. That's a lot of stress on my body. When the baby's out, then I can go whoop my ass. I can't whoop my ass when the baby is here. Don't tell me you were sleeping with my man
Wow.
while I'm pregnant. No.
Oh, man.
Mm.
What's wrong with me? Oh, man.
Woo! Y'all. So, in better news, speaking of the baby, Cardi B also posted a picture on Instagram of Culture.
Oh, is it like the first picture?
The first picture. Okay. And the baby is cute. She is pretty as McKenzie. Because McKenzie is the prettiest baby ever. Okay, what y'all say? That's my baby. But Culture is a very pretty baby. I think she looks more like a mom than anything. Yeah, she definitely got a mom complexion at this point. But, yeah, it's cute little baby. You know what I'm saying? It could have went left. You know, Offset and Cardi B ain't the prettiest people in the world. It could have went left. You could have got wrong features in there. Hey, Cardi B, you know, looking like Fran, like the nanny. Or at least she sounds like the nanny. Got an overbite.
No.
Yeah, he can go left. You know, Offset ain't the prettiest nigga. Just saying. It could have went real bad. So shout out to Culture for getting all the good features from both your parents. Hopefully you're not, you know, being a thotty like your dad. Sir. That man got to calm down, man. But let me see. You know what? I'm going to save it. I had some smoke for the Grammy. But we're going to leave it be. Because granted, I wasn't prepared. So, you got the homework, those who's listening. And make sure y'all are listening. Okay. I'm known for meeting myself. I have all this great content you guys don't get. Because he makes himself an idiot. But no, so I'm going to give you guys some homework. Check out the nominees for the Billboard. I mean, not Billboard. Grammys. Billboard's trash. The Grammys is trash, too. That's what I'm going to give y'all next week. Do your homework. Check out the list. Be prepared. Be in the chat rooms. I'll let your boy. We're going to have a big old discussion about Grammys next week. I got my man Eric Days. He'll be here. I won't supposed to tell y'all that right now, but I did. So, that's whatever. But at this point in time, what we are going to do is give some love and some shine to one of my favorite artists. If you listen to me, DJ, up at V89, always make sure I put in the mix the Airborne joint. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite
songs.
You
do show love.
You know what I mean?
Me that. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
It's one of my favorite joints. She dropped a new joint, Diamonds, a couple of weeks ago or whatever. So, without further ado, y'all give it up for my girl Tokyo X. So glad to finally have you here. again, like I mentioned earlier, you know what I'm saying, you're the first lady to be, you know, in the face-to-face interview, you know what I'm saying, on the Enigma Sub-Hour.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you're breaking that glass ceiling, baby.
One at a time.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no Hillary Clinton. She won this one. You know what I'm saying? We're Sojourner Truth up in here. my first question is, who in the hell left the gate open? Y'all too old. Y'all understand that. Y'all too young, rapper, if you old enough to get that reference, BET. But who in the hell is Lil Tiggy? I want to know who is Lil Tiggy. That's what we're starting with.
That's what we decided to start. in a former life. Man, I was Lil Tiggy for a long time, actually, up until like 15, 16.
Okay.
I was a gospel rapper.
Oh, snap!
Yeah.
Now it gets interesting. Tariq Knockout's coming for your crown, son.
I was like the Christian little Bow Wow. I would say.
I can see that too. Yeah, I saw you post a little picture and I was like, oh yeah, she done gave me the all the tea. I'm just going with that.
I was like, yeah. No.
So when did you start? Like I think you said up to 15, but
oh man. I know last time we talked about it, my grandma was a pastor.
Yeah.
She would have me and my cousin like performing at a church, and my cousin sings like really, really well.
Right.
So she was singing, and she was like, sing with me, and I was like, I'm going to let you do that because I can't really compete with that or like come up to that. So I started rapping. So probably around like anywhere from like 9 to like 15, I was doing that. Playing the drums and started rapping. Little Tigger, I was like literally in love with like the character Tigger from like the pool.
Right.
I had like a Tigger chain. Like,
yo, that would have worked though. I think what? I think Bow Wow had Mickey Mouse and then like Lil Romeo had the Bugs Bunny.
Oh, that may have been it.
I think you know, they was going
teenage.
Y'all corny. I was a grown man with a bow when them came out.
I was younger, so that was like my influence.
Right.
He came out, he had like the little braids, and he was like doing a little dance.
Right.
So that was too dope.
No, that's dope.
I want to be a kid rapper.
So what made you switch it up after the Tigger joint?
My dad was like, yo, like there's a big Tigger, like one.
Right.
Like you don't want nobody to kind of be like, oh, are you? You biting style, you don't want him to come after you like on a lawsuit type thing. Plus, like, are you gonna be Lil Tigger for the rest of your life? I was like, you know, I'm getting older, like, I don't know, it's just gonna work for like 25,
28, 30.
Right.
Like, Lil Yachty.
How?
Yeah, I think he's 22 now, but yeah, eventually.
Yeah, right.
He'd be 45 years old, like, yo, little boat. Get your old ass out of here, bro. What you talking about?
So I figured name change and make it work. And I explained to you last time, like, it came from listening to the Lupe Fiasco's Paris Tokyo. And I was like, dang, Tokyo would be a dope name. But at the same time, I was playing with the idea of using the Shortener. So I put the two together.
Right.
You have Tokyo Shortener. So I've been that since, like, my junior or senior year of high school. So.
Dope.
Yeah.
Now, I can definitely relate because my initial stage name. Well, first I started with my government, which is horrible. Because my government name has too many syllables. I think I was in a rap battle, the first rap battle I was in, and I came out, I was like, yo, I'm Emmanuel Nicholson, and I was like, ooh, oh, and after that, like, they didn't even hear the rest of my rap. They were just like, nah, get this guy out here, man. What you talking about? So, my original name was the E-Class the Imperial.
Okay.
Yeah. But there was an E-Class with Po' Boy Entertainment.
Yeah, he's and, very well known back home.
And very big and very burly. And
he ain't like
Yeah, at all. I think we was at a TJ DJ record conference, and he was up there with Jackie O. And I saw him, and I was like, yeah, I'm changing my name. nah, bro. So, yeah, went, flipped it, and that's what came up with Nick September.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're in the same path now. I get that. So since then.
Fired the name.
Was that Edigma?
Yeah.
Look here, woman. I'm interviewing you. You ain't interviewing me. I will be here all day talking about my name. The short story, like I said, I was in the group. My cousin was Raven October. And so I used September because we're both Libras.
Right, I see that.
So, but Enigma, I just went in the dictionary.
Oh.
And I always wanted the E name because my government saw with the E.
That makes sense.
So I was just going through the E's, and I saw Enigma, and Enigma means a riddle or something hard to figure out. And that's always kind of been my MO. Like, I just never want to be in a box. You know, people just want to be like, oh,
right.
He's this way. If you think I'm that way, I'll flip it. So it fit my personality. And plus, at that time, I really started, like, really making music, and it really fit my personality. The E class was because I came up in that late 90s, Mace and Puff and Lil' Kim. So, you know, E class, flashy.
Yeah. Sure.
I ain't never been a flashy rapper. But Enigma kind of fit more of my style. So, yeah. And so, just like you, stuck with it. We've been riding out for the past 15 years now.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I ain't been doing nothing for 15 years, bro.
You sleep.
I was like, you dog, 15. I just started walking 15 years ago. Tokyo's not, yeah, on the trip.
I've really probably been doing music for like 15 years now.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Under two different names.
Right.
But,
yeah. No, cause you said, are you playing drums? Is it what?
Yeah.
You play keyboards?
Not fluently, but yeah.
Okay, that's whatever. You can get in there and tick a towel. Ding, ting, ting, ting. Hey, I'm impressed. That's dope. What were your influences coming up outside of Tigger from?
This man, wow. I actually, for the first time, just had this conversation with my sister. I was telling her how much I appreciate her. Because we used to just like go, like get in the car and go ride, and she put me onto like a lot of music, and I don't know who was putting her onto. She was like heavy into like DJ Clue and 50 Cent, like everybody from like up north.
Oh,
like,
Yeah,
so she was like heavy on Rough Riders and Foxy and Missy. So like that kind of like really introduced me to like female rapping.
Right.
Aside from like the Lil Bow Wow stuff, like seeing that, but like seeing women get up there and really do their thing, like the Left Eyes, like that was like, yeah. And Missy for sure. Like she's the cornerstone, I guess is what
right.
you call it.
Right.
Like, because of how creative and how dope and how out of the box she is, like she's never really been like, I'm going to do what, you know, what everybody else is doing.
Right.
So that's like my outlook. And even when I'm like nervous about putting out certain music, I'm like, if it sounds like everything else, people really not going to listen to it because
right.
it already sounds like what you listen to. So it just pushes me to really continue to do something that's different.
As, matter of fact, speaking of you being nervous about putting out music, we got beef. That's my beef with you.
Why we got beef?
Because I think you said with Diamond, you had been working on it for almost a year before.
Yeah.
Girl! Put the music out. Thank Tara, like, yeah, thank you. Put the music out. If it's trash, look, it ain't going to be a no consequence. First of all, probably won't even tell you. But second, you don't already put dope music out. All right, she put some of my trash. All right, keep going. Keep going. Just put some, you going to get it. Yeah. Again, I love Airborne.
Thank you.
God damn, I was getting tired of playing it every week. Like. I see something else. This is super dope. I know you got more in the stash.
I do. It's something about that, like, I don't know. Everybody who said it best. Keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about
Man, I don't give
like,
a
so
Erica got me mad.
Like,
Erica was my baby mama.
Do I wanna,
now I gotta go and get Jill. Because Jill got content. Jill.
She
you're
got
listening.
Content, all right.
If you're listening. You are not my baby mama, all right? That is retired Erica. Plus 7 grown now. Yet, he still needs a daddy. I'll let your boy. Yes, I know they did.
Oh,
I know their kids.
Put his bed in.
That's my bed in. Anyway, I think we were talking about that. Yo, y'all be front. I've been on Gilly from Philly. That's been Shawty. All y'all newcomers, because she did some thoracics that she's been doing for the past 5 years.
It's just social media now.
Y'all got to relax,
she's always been super dope. Like, I've seen her on YouTube live, but I want to see her in person live one day. She's super dope.
Yeah, I know. My place was a Raven when I went to go see her live in Jackson.
Your place is just-
My place was don't
the way you split it, it was
shout out Ray. No, I call her my place sister because she went to school with my sister in the same age. But also too, she looks like my sister.
Oh.
She's just taller.
Yeah.
So I told people like if my sister had the growth spurt that I had, and I'm short, but imagine how short my sister is. Yeah. My sister's a midget. So she was calling something. She's like 4'11". Like, really, like, me being at 5'9", it's, like, tall in my family. Like, my dad's only 5'5". My mom's, like, 5'2".
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was looking down at my dad, like, at 12 years old. Yeah, give me that speech. Like, boy, because you're taller than me. Right. I mean, I won't come knock you down. Like, dude, I'm 12. Like, you still my daddy. I'm scared you're going to whoop me right now. My sister Raven, like, she kind of look like my sister, but she's got a gross spurt.
Yeah, I got
you.
I think that, man.
So, and I ain't going to, I don't like calling people my sister because I don't want people think I'm my, oh, yeah, my sister. For I got an odd thing about being, I guess, truthful. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, my sister is my sister, but Raven, that's my play sister. So, I love her like a sister, my godson. Her son is my godson. I love him to death. I love him to life, rather. So, that's it. Shout out to Ray. I know she's listening to this in the future. And she's gonna be like, really? This is what we're talking about? Like, relax. Okay. So enough about that. We were talking about Jill Scott and you putting out content. So are we gonna get anything? I know I usually ask this in the later part of the interview. So are you working on anything right now? Are we gonna get any new content?
Yeah. I'm working on an instrumental album.
Okay.
So that should be coming out. I'm
in 2025. My daughter's gonna be in fifth grade.
This month, I'm gonna say that it's coming out this month.
Hey,
I'm putting out a single soon. I wish I could put that tomorrow because there's a show tomorrow that I'm performing in. But I wish I could put that tomorrow. That's called Focus, and then I'm working on an album, and Diamonds and Focus will be on that album. So,
okay.
I'm working on a couple things, and then I got my website, so I'll be selling beats and stuff on there too. So just a lot of different things I'm working on. So that's another reason it's taking so long. I'm trying to do too much. And if I probably just focus on one thing and complete that, I probably would get stuff done.
No, I can understand that. I'm just glad you got stuff coming. Because like I said, you really talented. And
thank you.
I do think, I mean, you're, especially with the instrumentals, I know at the beat project joint a few months ago.
Yeah.
A little art district crap. Cat Family. Shout out to Cat Family.
Yeah. It was like a producer.
Yeah, produced by.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your instrumentals seem really, I guess the right word be lush.
Because
it's just, you know, it's not necessarily complex, but there's a lot of level to it.
That's dope. That's one of the names of one of the instrumentals. So that's like crazy. We don't like that same vibe. I like it.
Be my sister.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Ray play sister Tokyo. You know what I'm saying? My baby sis. Not my real. Well, she my play baby sis. How about that? My play baby sis. So say like, straight up. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'll let you know. I will fight somebody. Straight up. I'll fight y'all. If y'all come after Tokyo, I'm coming through the screen.
That's love.
And I'll fight y'all. You know what I mean? What we got? Somebody looking. Anyway. So while we talking, man, we're gonna go ahead and get into these tracks that I love so much. First we wanna hit y'all with the Airborne. Like I said, if y'all listen to me whenever I DJ up at, not DJ, play music. I don't DJ. Play music at V89 Underground Railroad. Fuck JC. What up, blood? I played this song a good number of times, and also to the Diamonds joint. I think I played on this. I played on the podcast a couple of times, so y'all maybe already be familiar, but you can get really familiar because I got Tokyo X in the building. This is the Enigma Stuff Hour. You got time, baby. What up, blood? Blah, blah, blah.
There. You ain't gotta fight it, baby, don't be scared, no, cause I'll lay it down like I'm supposed to do, break your body like a document, take my time, I wanna rock with you. I'm touching your body, get you all in the zone. We about to take off, so baby, baby, hold on. Baby, baby, come on. That you was running the show, but now I'm putting you on. Yeah, I'm putting you on. I got a couple of words to have you feeling the flow. A couple of verbs, why you wanting some more? Cause I'ma do it, oh. Turn the phones off and tell them, leave us alone while we go. What I'm about to do, baby, I'm getting to work your body like a doctor do, yeah. Don't it feel good to you? Keep the flowing, say you're floating with the flames. Told you I could love you, baby, want me, don't panic. It's cool, I got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying with us. On our final approach, please make sure your seat bags and trays are in their upright and locked positions. And any carry-on bags are stored on the floor beneath you. We should be on the ground shortly.
Not only is pressure negative, you know, like you probably, I see pressure as it creates diamonds. You know, so without it, no one could be great.
You know I got that fire for you, baby. I got it. You know I got it. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready. Apply that pressure, I come out just like a diamond for you, baby. Just like a diamond. So I'm shining. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know I'm ready.
Come on.
For you, baby.
Why? Slap, slap goes the flow. Across the neck, proceed to fill more. As you can see, this audio dope. And I ride the beat like rodeo shows. In case you ain't up, it's time to wake up. Like vultures and cuffs before it's too late. The time is all gone. Step way to heaven. Trying to go up, trying to go up, up. Like,
let's go higher. Life's so crazy. The world is on fire.
Come on.
Trying to go from surviving to thriving.
So instead of the American greed, I want peace. Peace of mind, a little piece of cheese. Cause freedom ain't free and peace ain't cheap. So I keep that
fight for you, yeah. Baby, I got it,
yeah.
You know I got it. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready. Apply that pressure, I come out just like a diamond for you, baby.
Just do me, blotting like movies, movies, yeah, I'm just fully in the cut. Show us spread love, cause even when it ain't, it's looking up. Cause my strength comes from up above.
I got that fight for you, baby. I got it, you know I got it. Don't even ask because
Nah, Joe Budden, great. That's what I mean. Hey, listen, you ain't gonna run me doing no podcast for more than 2 hours. Trust and believe. I'm crazy, but I ain't that crazy. I don't care how many people I got around me. Anyway, this is the Nick Marcel Hour, and Pat, don't edit that. I meant to come in like that. This is the Nick Marcel Hour. You just heard 2 tracks, Airborne and Diamonds, on our girl Tokyo X, Tokyo Extraordinaire.
Thank you. Not everybody says that part. Yeah, I mean, I don't like putting no pressure on
it. I'm horrible. If you listen to me on the radio, you know, this podcast, I am horrible with pronunciation and enunciation. I worked speech all my elementary school years.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. That's why I got a newspaper journalist, not a broadcast journalist degree. Because I was like, my tone sucks. And not the way y'all, some of y'all women may like it. It's trash. My tongue is trash.
I know it was coming.
My tongue is trash. Yo, that's a hashtag. My tongue is trash. Anyway, okay, so with Airborne, what was the method of the madness behind that joke?
Shout out to Tone Jones, because that's who produced it. Okay. And I was going through like a few different beats on his site, and that one just stood out. Like, it was, like, so crazy. I think the name of the original beat was called, like, Cloud 9 or something like that.
That makes sense.
Or Cloud something. And I was like, this is crazy. So the way I write any song, like, I always go melody first.
Okay.
Because for me, like, that's where the feeling comes from. Like, there's no words to it. It's just what you feel.
Right.
So I'm usually just humming some gibberish, and that's how it came about. Like, just trying to get that melody out, and then I just made the words make sense later. And I kind of catered to what the vibe of the song was giving me. It was something very sexual. Or not sexual, I'd say sensual.
Right.
And it was just kind of like that vibe. Like, I want to stay within that without being overly sexual.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's kind of how that came about.
And how do you get that transition? Because that's always something I know, as an artist, as a rap artist, I kind of struggle with coming with, like, the melody or the flow, but then switching it and actually putting words to it. So, like, is it kind of like the word comes up and you kind of, hey, this sounds dope? Or do you try to write with keeping the melody in mind, but then try to stay on whatever topic?
I kind of have to do that because I get attached to the melody.
Right.
Because when I do it, like, I'm saying, like, this is how it needs to sound. Like, this is what it needs to feel like, because that's what's going to connect. And I feel like when you're, as a songwriter, when you're writing music, it's all about it connecting to the person that's listening to it.
Right.
And I feel like that's the way, for me at least, to make it connect from that initial place, which is the melody for me. So going in and trying to find out what words fit within that. And sometimes it's why my aunt was listening to something I did, and it just, she talks about Jay-Z and how he raps off beat.
Yo!
I love that about him, though, because sometimes he'll say something and, like, he skip a bar and then he come down and then he come back and he's like, wait a minute. Like, but I love that.
Right.
It's not a typical flow. So I kind of work the same way, where it may not make sense, but it's going to come together in the end. It's just all about making sure, again, like, that initial feeling is still there. And if I got to go down here and come back up and cut a corner there,
right,
as long as I can get that feeling out, like, that's what it's
okay. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, I think it was some tweet. Somebody had tweeted, and it was like, what rappers? It was like, what's up with these rappers, like, rapping off beat, right? And I was like, you talking about Eminem and Jay-Z? Yo, I was having an argument with this lady, like, back in, like, 2000. She was like, Eminem raps off beat. I was like, no, he doesn't. But what I was getting confused is, apparently, like, Eminem raps with a flow.
Yeah.
And he has a rhythm, but the rhythm just doesn't match up with him. Pop, 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 like, boom, 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 boom. But for me, I'm like, yo, he's rapping on beat. He's rapping with a rhythm.
But see, I call that the pocket.
Right.
You got to find out where you fit into it, and that's finding, and to me, that's finding your pocket. But I think Jay does that so well. Like, he just finds those spaces,
right,
and that's what it is. Most people are typically going like this, but sometimes he's like this.
Right.
And it can be the same, it can be on the same type tempo, but it's just how you're counting that.
Right, right.
I just think that's what makes it more creative and more dope.
Kind of like Blue Notes and jazz, is kind of like getting them in between versus, I mean, this white note. This blue key and the white key. Like, nah, I'm getting in between, son. He flexing. He bending. Airbender. Note bender. All that. Yeah. Oh, y'all thought I didn't know about Blue Note song. What? I took jazz theory, son. I know a little bit. That's why I learned what a bar was. I didn't know what a bar was.
Like,
the first 5 years of me rapping, yo, you spitting bars? Think. I took jazz, jazz theory or jazz history or something. And I read the back of the book, and they're like, this is a note.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a bar. Oh! This is a bar! One, two, three, four, two, two. Oh, step up! I'm in these 16 notes. Oh. Like, wow.
Yo.
That's not the professor, Sergeant. Lizzie Sergeant. That's the class I took. Anyway, damn you. Alright, so we running out of time. Actually, we ran out of time, but I don't care. Because this is my podcast. I can do whatever I want to. What you going to do? Except not post it. Chill out, Pat. So all right, so we already kind of ran it down. So you got an instrumental album that's mm-hmm. popping. We think we can expect that like early 2019. We're gonna get a date. Tierra, look at it. We're gonna get a date. So you got a press.
I'm gonna say December 21st.
December 21st. That's the instrumental joint. December 21st.
Prospectively.
December 21st. Y'all heard it here. All right. We finna get Instagram and all that stuff. Y'all go make sure y'all follow her so you make sure. So December 21st come. Is that a Friday?
What's it is that? A Friday.
All right, bet that up.
2 weeks from now. We gonna see what happens.
All right. Matter of fact, that's gonna be my last show of the year. So if you don't do it, I'm gonna call you out. See you do it. All right. So we got that, and then we got the new project or the album. You can expect that in 2019?
Yes, that should be.
Okay, first quarter?
I would say first quarter. You're trying to really get the...
It's fresh.
I ain't even got dates yet. You making me come up with dates.
Hey, and record it too, so we go back. We got evidence. First 48.
I want to put the single out in January, so if I could put the actual project out in like March, April, that'd be dope.
Okay, fine. I get second quarter. Okay. Top of the second quarter. All right, y'all look out for that. So we got the instrumental joint coming out December 21st, and then we got the first single coming out in January
2019,
and then April 2019, and we go from there. All right, so we're going to check up on you. Matter of fact, that means when you drop the project, bring your tail back here.
Yeah.
Bring Tierra. You're going to come out here, we're going to debut the new joint.
Okay.
All right. Because April, I give them enough time. Look at that. I'm setting up schedule for April, son. It's real. Y'all better get on. I'm trying to let y'all know. All right. Before we get out of here, let people know how they can get in contact with you via social media.
Pretty much everywhere is Tokyo X Music. You can go to my website, Tokyo X Music. That's how you can find me.
All right. So y'all make sure y'all follow her, add her, do whatever she posts something, retweet, all that other stuff. And, yeah, there we have it. Again, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Dope interview.
From day one, so I appreciate you.
No doubt. Fight. I'll fight y'all, dog. Straight up. Anyway, shout out Tierra for having me a patient. You know what I'm saying? Through all the shenanigans. Again, if you listen to the podcast, man, y'all make sure to like and subscribe below. My finger is super big. Okay. Like and subscribe below. Also, too, leave comments, retweet, all that other stuff. Podcast, y'all do the same when I go up in the tweets. Follow me at EnigmaStep9 on Twitter, Facebook.com/EnigmaStep on Facebook, on Instagram, Instagram.com/EnigmaStep. And if the YouTube joint is at YouTube.com/EnigmaStep927. And, that's it. You can follow my SoundCloud if you want, but, I ain't got a new song right now. Maybe Tokyo will see me a track, I'll bust out some new joints, what I'm saying? Get my Spotify on, so I want to post something. My Spotify stream. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm on iTunes, though. iTunes, where y'all at?
They need to step it up. Artist profiles like Spotify.
Right, Spotify. Yeah, got y'all asleep on the job. Come on, Jay-Z. Title. What's good? Anyway, we go to the end of the Nick Myself hour. My man Eric Days will be on the joint next week. So y'all stay tuned for that. Also, too, my man Shem got a new joint dropped today. Shem, I got you, bro. I'll play it during Eric joint. So I know you'd be actually be happy about that. I think it'll work out. So we're going to end the track. I'm going to end the podcast with my man Tarif Knockout with his Christian rap self with the song Clarity. This is Nick Myself out. We out here, man. Peace.
Lord, I need some clarity. Clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. Clarity. With the fame, cause popularity. Clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. Clarity. With the fame, cause popularity. Clarity. This weekend, you gon' remember me. Remember me. Man of the century, where's my cover on time? To these mediocre minds, I'm like a young Einstein. With no cosign, man, I bet I outrhyme more than half of mankind. Man, your girl is too fine. She said I got next, and if not the truth lied, I'm like a bird or a plane, better look up in the sky. Told my past life goodbye anytime that I write. There ain't no kryptonite, they play my songs in Dubai. I was born for these snares, I was made for your ears. They calling me the people's champ, you think that Ali up in here. I'm watching for the throne as I'm sitting in this chair. I'm so far gone, damn you MC Square. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. Clarity. With the fame, cause popularity. Clarity. This weekend you gon' remember me. Remember me. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. Clarity. With the fame, cause popularity. Clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Jealousy. Staying in my lane, giving this game all I got. I'm doing all I can, dribbled out the final clock. We cutting down them nets, then I'm focused on the next. Florida hot like 9-7, drop them bombs, fuck flex. Life is just a test where you caught up in the hex. I'm shopping up in Target and my fans wanna pick. I'm living out my dream, never following no script. Chick-fil-A open on Sunday, no, that don't make no sense. I done seen the worst, went from spam to the lamb. Tell LeBron James, play this on his Instagram. My family plotting, no time for parasites. I fantasize my afterlife, these paradigms of paradise. Oh Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy, jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. This weekend, you gon' remember me, remember me. Lord, I need some clarity, clarity. Love and prosperity, clarity. With the fame, cause popularity, clarity. Evil ones that breed jealousy, jealousy. Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Tarif Knockout, Knockout, Knockout. Local rapper part one, part one.